very important subject to talk about for the next few minutes. On behalf of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Christine Modier on the line to talk about suicide prevention, certainly in the news. Christine, this has been a busy week for you. Welcome to the morning show.
Thank you, Shelley, for having me on and for highlighting this important conversation.
Thank you. You, Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Modier of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I'm going to cut right to the chase. Numbers appear to be up for suicide. Are we looking at findings showing this per the CDC?
Yes, the CDC report is shining a light on what we've known for some time, that suicide is in a state of a public health crisis in our nation, and we have yet to really invest in the strategies that we know can prevent suicide and reduce the rate across the nation, but it does require some action on the part of our federal and state level policymakers, as well as, there's a role for every individual to play when it comes to suicide prevention.
Let's begin with the lawmakers. What do you need from our elected officials?
Well, and actually, by coincidence, today is the day that several hundred of our volunteers from all 50 states are on Capitol Hill asking our policymakers for exactly these things. We need a larger investment in research. That is money that would go to the NIH that is specifically focused on suicide prevention and suicide research. Right now, the allocation is at about $40 million, which is a very small amount considering this is in the top 10 leading causes of death. For every other leading cause of death in our nation, we have invested somewhere on the order of between $500 million and $3 billion a year towards that kind of research, and that has paid off. We have now treatments and public education programs and general education that, you know, everyone in our country knows something about heart health, cardiovascular disease, at least the basics of how to take care of yourself, and that treatment is available. Same thing for HIV/AIDS and other things. And we've seen the trends in those rates of mortality go down. So that's the first thing, is investing in research and programs and that kind of advocacy. The second thing is that we really need to better fund our crisis centers, because while there are many things that can be done long before an individual even gets into a state of crisis that really equate to suicide prevention, these are things that go on in K-12 schools, college campuses, even workplaces, that at the end of the day, for anyone who is in a state of crisis or feeling suicidal, we refer them to the health system. And yet, we have not fully invested in equipping our crisis centers, nor training up or helping our health systems really know how best to take care of people who are at risk for suicide. So those actually are changes that are already underway in various parts of the country. We're asking our policymakers to take it seriously, to learn from the data that shows positive effect, and to invest in it like they have for other causes.
Yes, Dr. Modier, I need to let you go. American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. How do we find out more information?
Please go to our website, afsp.org, and anyone can learn more about the warning signs, the science behind suicide and suicide prevention, and what anyone can do to approach someone they're concerned about. You can also sign up to become a field advocate, like I mentioned, in terms of advocating on the Hill and things like that.
Thank you for your good work. Please take care.